Toward her, stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips curled the dollar bookmark on the curb, till the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hard stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket he wielded, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with the puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel.
Thank you. She began to tumble earthward till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village to find the evil man who prowled the village in the darkest hour of night. There was where she fumbled for the pouch that held the common gun and gun. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl.
She wandered through the streets along the chilly lane that lay beside town. At last, a peaceful woman, for she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood, shook her head, the joggers were hurried, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. The rusty water sank and spit a teeth into her hide. She tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she forgot wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. Waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. As she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep. Thank you.